KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And now take a look at the latest sports this morning for you here on KJN. We'll start off by taking a look at the latest high school baseball and softball scores for you from last night's action. In softball play, it was Bondurant-Farrar over Atlantic in tournament action, 8-2. Central Decatur to beat Nottoway Valley, 11-5. Charter Oak Ute was a 10-0 winner over West Monona. Creston beat Griswold, 12-0. Creston also over Bishop Heelan, Sioux City, 5-3. Denison Schleswig beat Logan Magnolia, 5-0. Exira EHK over Woodbine, 14-6. Grandview Park Baptist was a 15-2 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Lennox beat Cam, 16-0. Lewis Central over Madrid, 4-3. Maple Valley Anthon Odo was an 8-5 winner over Kemper Catholic. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Corning, 18-6. North Polk over Carroll, 5-4. It was Trainer over Underwood, 8-2. Villisca beat East Mills, 8-6. Winterset over Lewis Central, 5-2. And Winterset also over Woodward Granger, 9-2. In baseball play, Carlisle topped Winterset 2-0. Coon Rapids Bear to beat Woodward Academy 13-1 in five innings of play. Essex was a winner over Stanton 6-5. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 5-4 in 10 innings of play. Harlan over Lamar's 10-5. It was IKM Manning over Woodbine Booyer Valley 11-1 in five innings of play. Interstate 35 was an 11-1 winner over Bedford. It was Martinsdale St. Mary's topping Corning 22-1. Missouri Valley 5-4 over Griswold. Nishnabotna 6-5 over Clarinda Academy. Trainer beat Underwood 6-1. And Tri-Center was a 13-1 winner over Audubon in five innings of play last night. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. Adam Wainwright pitched seven innings for his ninth win, and every Cardinals starter had a hit in a 9-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. That gave St. Louis a four-game lead in the NL Central, its biggest of the season. Wainwright gave up two runs and seven hits as the Cardinals improved to the Major League's best record, 40-21. And a slumping Pete Cosma drove in three runs. David Freese and John Jay knocked in two apiece, and four Cardinals extended long hitting streaks against a pitching staff in a downturn. Mike Leake lasted only five innings for the Reds, who have given up 26 runs while losing their last three games. St. Louis has won the last four series between those two teams, and they'll play once again here this evening. 5:20 will be the pregame for that here tonight on KJAN. Other scores from Major League Baseball action yesterday in the interleague play, Minnesota and Washington were postponed due to rain. In the AL, Toronto beat Texas 6-1, Detroit over Cleveland 7-5, Tampa Bay got by Baltimore 2-1, Kansas City beat Houston 4-2, it was Oakland over the Chicago White Sox 4-3, Seattle a 4-1 winner over the New York Yankees. Also, the Angels and the Red Sox were postponed due to rain last night. In National League play, it was Pittsburgh over the Cubs 2-0. St. Louis beat Cincinnati 9-2, as we mentioned. Milwaukee a 5-4 winner over Philadelphia. Colorado won a high-scoring affair over San Diego 10-9. It was Arizona getting by San Francisco 3-1. The Dodgers doubled up the Braves 2-1 in 10 innings of play. And Miami and the New York Mets were postponed due to rain as well. In other sporting news for you here this morning, the Boston Bruins are in the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in 3 years after sweeping the Pittsburgh Penguins to win the Eastern Conference title with a 1-0 win last night. Tuukka Rask posted his second shutout of the series as Boston's defense allowed just two goals that entire series. Paul Goldschmidt hit a three-run home run in the eighth inning to help the Arizona beat defending World Series champion San Francisco 3-1. Also, Chris Archer pitched seven strong innings and combined with two relievers on a two-hitter in the Tampa Bay Rays 2-1 victory over the Baltimore Orioles last night. And a field of 14 is expected to go to the post for the mile-and-a-half Belmont Stakes, the final leg of horse racing's Triple Crown tonight. The field features Kentucky Derby winner Orb and Preakness champion Oxbow. That's set to go in the 5 o'clock hour here this evening. This weekend's NASCAR Nationwide race in Iowa promises to be a rare treat for series regulars. The 0.875-mile oval has always been a favorite among the drivers, and today's race is a good chance of any is for series regular to score a victory. Joey Logano is a lone Sprint Cup driver scheduled to race at Iowa, though Logano is coming off a win at Dover last weekend. It appears likely that a Nationwide driver could win for just the third time in 12 starts this season. The Alamo Bowl will get the first pick from the Big 12 under a new six-year deal with the Pac-12 announced on Friday. It makes the Alamo Bowl a marquee game for the Big 12 outside of the new four-team college football playoff that begins next year. The Cotton Bowl had previously been the signature game for Big 12 teams that didn't make the bowl championship series. The Alamo Bowl will also continue to get first dibs from the Pac-12 outside of the playoff. Started in 1993, the Alamo Bowl is on a streak of exciting postseason games. Texas rallied to beat Oregon State last year, while two seasons ago, Heisman Trophy winner Robert Griffin III led Baylor to a victory in a 67-56 thriller over Washington. Rafael Nadal won an epic semifinal against Novak Djokovic at the French Open to remain king of clay for another couple of days at least. Seven-time champion Nadal twice let a lead slip away in the fourth set Friday, then came from behind in the fifth to beat number one-ranked Djokovic 6-4, 3-6, 6-1, 6-7, and 9-7. Djokovic blew an easy overhead in the opening point of the final game and went on to lose serve at love, sending his final forehand long. Nadal improved to 58-1 at Roland Garros, including five wins over Djokovic. The French Open remains the only major title Djokovic has yet to win. Nadal is trying to become the first man to win eight titles at the same Grand Slam event. The other semifinal had number four David Ferreira going against France's Joe Wilfried Tsonga, the sixth seed, and Ferreira did go on to win that match later on in the day, so it'll be an all-Spanish final for that one coming up tomorrow. The women's semifinals took place on Thursday, with the winners being Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova, the tournament's top two seeds. They play for the championship here today. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Adam Scott will play together in the opening two rounds of the U.S. Open next week at Marion. For the third straight year, U.S. Open officials have put the top three players in the world ranking in the same group. The U.S. Open disclosed the tee times in a tweet Friday, with the rest of the draw expected later in the day. The feature group will start at 1:14 p.m. on Thursday off the first tee. This will be the first time Woods and McIlroy have played together in any round of a major. Woods, Scott, and Phil Mickelson played together in the opening 2 days at Torrey Pines in the 2008 U.S. Open. That was the first time the USGA went to the 1-2-3 grouping. And also in college baseball action, the college postseason, the Super Regional play continuing yesterday, and a couple of games did get in as Cal State Fullerton fell to UCLA in 10 innings of play. It was UCLA winning that one 5-3. LSU won 2-0 over Oklahoma in game ones of those Super Regionals. Those are best of three series. And also South Carolina, North Carolina, Rice, and NC State, those games were all postponed due to weather conditions. So today's slate will see a full eight games on the schedule as Indiana takes on Florida State. South Carolina, North Carolina will match up. Mississippi State faces Virginia. Louisville is taking on Vanderbilt. Rice will take on NC State. LSU faces Oklahoma. Kansas State faces Oregon State. And Cal State Fullerton will face UCLA once again here today. That's a look at some of the latest sports this morning here on KJN. Sports This Morning brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.